We've been asking listeners to send us what we call sound clips, sounds from their lives, background noises from where they work, play, or live. And we've asked them to tell us a bit about how these noises fit into their world.
My name is Stephen Duhart. I'm a record producer in West Los Angeles, California. I moved here roughly 6 years ago, and during summer evenings, I would notice that the power lines that are 60 feet above my residence would crackle with life. And as you looked up to them, you would see the arcing of the electricity going by from pole to pole. And what I began to realize is that when the marine layer would come in, or as the newscasters call it, coastal eddy, it would kind of bring this moisture that would dampen the dried out power lines and create this electric charge of a sound and provide you with the visual display of electricity, like a Dr. Frankenstein kind of movie.
If you are take two power lines,
every 3 to 4 months, the Department of Water and Power will come by with a hook and ladder fire truck, and they will hose down at the top of the poles where the wires cross. And then the sound decreases for 2 months, and you don't see any electrical charge. And then roughly in the third month, it starts to slowly come back. I believe that once they dried out for so many months, that they just produced this interesting sound that is an electrical charge, and I'm sure the voltage is quite high, and I would hate to have to reach up there and touch it.
Listener Stephen Duhart in West Los Angeles sharing his sound clip with us. A spokeswoman for the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power says the technique Mr. Duhart observed is called insulator washing. It's done frequently to keep the insulators clean and effective. The noise he hears is made by electricity arcing across the insulator due to the insulator's dirty surface, thus insulator washing. If there's a sound clip in your life, tell us about it by visiting npr.org.